This is HB Z to Z. How can I help you, sir, ma'am?
Hi, Homer. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Friday Eve, right? We're almost there.
Almost.
So I was just following up. I know you and I spoke last week, and you were referred to us by Chester. You were thinking of setting up your account, but you told me to follow up with you today because you were working on your tax ID and whatnot.
Yes, I still have not received any of that information. I've tried to call over to the people that I've worked with on getting that and everything, and they haven't told me or given me an ETA as to when I should have everything. So I was curious, am I able to, if I were to start, like, services and everything with you all, is it required that you have the tax ID information in order to get everything started?
No, not necessarily, because you'll get an email of alternate things if Google needs something else to verify your business. You'll get an email, and let me just look on that email real quick what kind of things, because usually they'll say if you don't have a tax ID, you could send over like a picture of your work truck with signage or pictures of some of your tools or anything that would solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So you'll get that email that shows you to send over the photos that we could use in lieu to get your business verified on Google in the meantime.
Okay.
Because
I would definitely like to get things going. Right now, I'm using a lot of references and things through Chester.
Yeah.
Those have been working out fine, but I definitely want to generate my own phone business and things like that as well. And then go from there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the nice thing is there's a nice book of business in your backyard based on what's trending in the area. But the problem is, you know, you have a weak internet presence right now, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, you know, get your phone ringing and help you capture that business. And it doesn't happen overnight either. I mean, it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, you know, so it's always better if you, you know, you're able to kind of get the ball rolling, so to speak, because that way, you know, the sooner you start that programming, the sooner you'll actually be able to benefit from the return.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you thinking that it's doable today or?
Yes, I could definitely do everything today. Is there a lot of paperwork or what all would I need to do as far as getting it started? Because I was about to start driving again, so.
Oh, so all we would have to do is the payment information, and then I would go through a quick 90-second voice verification recording with you. After that's complete, I'll create an appointment for tomorrow for my technician to call you, and that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. So that call for tomorrow would take approximately 20 minutes.
Okay, I can definitely make time for that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get it rolling that way, because I know you're ready to start driving again, and I don't want to hold you up.
All right, no problem.
So did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I could use a debit card for now.
Okay, and it's your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's my name. Still want to get all that stuff separated, but I can start with what I have now.
Yeah, that's okay. A lot of people use their personal cards for this because you'll get invoices for every transaction. So at the end of the year, if you want to write it off for your taxes, it's still deemed as a business expense. And then is the billing address also the 509 Gano Avenue, or is it a P.O. Box or a different address for billing?
It's still the 509 Gano Avenue.
Okay, excellent. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, that card number is 4430.
Okay.
4100.
Mm-hmm.
7230.
Got it.
6833.
833. Okay, expiration?
That is January of 26.
And then the code on the back?
That is 311.
311. Okay. So what I'll do right now, Homer, is go through a voice verification recording, and a little, some of this is going to be repetitive of what I just asked you, but just kind of bear with me. It'll have you repeat the business name and whatnot. But it does say to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
That is HB's A to Z Appliance Repair.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Homer Bunton, and I am the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Excellent. Okay. So for tomorrow, what works best, morning or afternoon, and I'll see what's available for the technician.
I am pretty much free mornings all the way up until, let's see, 7 p.m. is when I'll be going to my other job tomorrow night.
Okay.
So anytime up until then, I should be able to make something work.
Oh, that's kind of nice. You have a little bit of free time in the day tomorrow up until the evening, huh? That's really nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just look here and see what's open. And remind me, you're on Eastern time, right?
That's correct.
That's what I thought. Okay. So we could do a 10 a.m., a 12 noon, a 2 p.m., or a 4 p.m.
Okay. The 12 noon, that will probably work best. That way I can, I don't have any calls, any repair calls scheduled for that time, so I can just block myself out during that period.
Nice. Okay, so let me do that. So I'm going to book at an hour from 12 noon to 1 p.m., and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over a little bit and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay.
Yes,
and then also I gave you some special pricing that's not available to the general public because you were Chester's referral. So I just want
yes,
you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. That will lock the pricing in. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, so if you open that text, there's a link there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you
yes,
have
ma'am.
To do is scroll all the way to the bottom. That will open a page that says Terms of Experience. When you scroll
mm-hmm.
all the way to the bottom, there's a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized. And then
yes,
you
ma'am.
Would plug in your name and hit Confirm Signature. Once it goes through, you're going to get a notification that says username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
I'm doing that right now.
Okay. Yeah. And if you get that prompt for the username, then that's a good sign. That means that it went through. Okay.
All right. There we go. Username and password.
Perfect. Okay, good. So you're all good to go for tomorrow, Homer. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. And that email went out already with the photos that you can use in lieu of the tax ID, or actually it's in the queue. It'll be coming out in the next 15 minutes. So you can start working on that. If you have anything, you know, showing your business, you can start sending that over to us tomorrow when they call you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a really great weekend coming up, and enjoy the rest of your evening, too.
You too.
Okay. Thank you so much, Homer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.